Jesse Trevino, Jesse J-E-S-S-E, Trevino, T-R-E-V-I-N-O. Date of birth is 10-13-1986. This is for date of service 9-6-2023. Mr. Trevino is a 36-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his hypoglycemia evaluation. He also has a history of overweight status, anxiety, and GERD, as well as Barrett's esophagitis. His current hemoglobin A1C is 5.5%. For breakfast, he usually has a banana and a Nutrigrain bar, cheese, and a protein. The patient tries to eat every 2 to 3 hours. He has changed his diet, and this has significantly improved his hypoglycemia. He reports that his hypoglycemia has been occurring after meals. He denies any episodes of fasting hypoglycemia. He denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. The patient reports that he's lost some weight since changing his diet, and he's done better. He recently had an endoscopy, and they noted Barrett's esophagitis. Plan number one, for his evaluation of hypoglycemia, I will get a fasting insulin level and a fasting C-peptide level. I will also repeat his hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel. More than likely, the patient has reactive hypoglycemia, and the recommendation is for him to eat every 2 to 3 hours of a combination of carbohydrates, fats, and protein. Next number, I've also prescribed a Dexcom G7 for this patient in order for him to monitor his blood sugars and avoid severe postprandial spikes in his blood glucose and maintain his glycemic index low regarding his glycemic index foods. Next number, for his GERD, he is on pantoprazole 40 milligrams daily. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Maxwell. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.